Childhood influences partner choice. Our choice of life partner can often be influenced by our childhood desires, even though we may not realize it. People often end up with partners who resemble their parents, despite denying it. This happens because, subconsciously, we try to recreate the environment we grew up in. This tendency is most noticeable at the start of a relationship. Early on, partners often treat each other in ways reminiscent of caring for a baby, admiring each other's physical features, like soft skin or cute ears. The affectionate names lovers use, like kitten or baby, also reflect this influence from childhood. Sigmund Freud, who founded psychoanalysis, took this idea further. He suggested that even as adults, we continue seeking the love and care we received as children. This concept revolves around the idea of an imago figure, which is an idealized image of a caregiver that we construct from a young age. So, without consciously realizing it, our childhood experiences and desires play a significant role in shaping who we choose to be with as adults. Attraction to opposites in relationships. Our choice of partner is often influenced by subconscious desires. One such desire is to find someone who reminds us of our caregivers. This person, known as our imago figure, resembles the caregivers who met our needs in childhood. Another reason we are drawn to certain partners is because we seek qualities that we feel we've lost as we grew up. This often leads us to be attracted to people who are quite different from us. You might know couples where one is very loud while the other is quiet, or one is extremely organized while the other is more relaxed and scattered. These seemingly opposite relationships can work because each partner seeks to feel complete. As we develop our personalities and leave childhood behind, we sometimes lose a sense of wholeness. Being with someone different helps us regain and balance those lost traits. Parents' traits can affect romantic relationships. Couples may start to lose affection when they notice that their partner shares traits with one of their parents. This often leads to arguments after a few months of being together. What happens is that partners begin to see characteristics in each other that they hadn't paid much attention to before. For example, someone who grew up in a home with abuse might find that their partner also shows signs of being violent. Similarly, people raised by parents with alcohol problems often end up marrying someone who struggles with addiction. This pattern isn't surprising because our idea of what a caregiver should be like, called the imago, influences who we choose as partners. Catherine and Bernard were clients in therapy. Catherine's father often went through periods of deep sadness without saying anything. Bernard was also quiet and withdrew for long periods, similar to Catherine's father. Catherine was unconsciously drawn to Bernard because of this similarity to her father. However, as they argued over everyday things, Bernard's silence started to upset Catherine, putting a strain on their relationship. Another client, John, had a similar issue. His mother taught him to hide his anger as a child. When John met Cheryl, he was attracted to her because of her fiery temperament, which reminded him of the emotions he had buried. At first, Cheryl's intensity made John feel connected to those emotions, but eventually, he began to dislike her outbursts. John's mother's voice telling him to control his anger made him anxious, and this confusion led him to fall out of love with Cheryl. Desire for relationship freedom. Many people seek ways to exit relationships without consciously realizing it. Divorce rates remain high, indicating that the vow of lifelong commitment is often not taken seriously. By not fully committing, individuals keep options open to leave. Engaging in separate activities, like playing sports or socializing, can weaken relationship bonds. While hobbies are healthy, they can sometimes mask a desire to avoid a partner. Imago therapy is a program designed to help couples strengthen their bond by spending 12 weeks together without distractions. By focusing on meaningful communication, the therapy aims to improve relationships. It has been successful, with many couples remaining together after completing the program. But why do partners sometimes avoid each other? One reason is that subconsciously, they view each other as adversaries. When our partner doesn't meet our expectations, our subconscious links them with pain. According to Freud, this reaction involves the limbic system, the brain's oldest part responsible for our fight or flight response. This system, which evolved to protect us from danger, now also associates emotional pain with survival threats. Thus, it can cause us to perceive our life partner, whom we vowed to support through thick and thin, as a potential enemy. No wonder people often find themselves spending weekends gardening or finding excuses to be away from their partners. Importance of gift-giving in relationships. Gift-giving strengthens relationships because both partners anticipate it. Sometimes we overlook how small acts of kindness can benefit those close to us just as much as strangers. Often, the things we do for loved ones come with expectations. We might cook a meal out of obligation or run errands to make up for mistakes. For a marriage to thrive, however, we should give gifts without expecting anything in return. As babies, our parents or caregivers met our needs unconditionally, shaping our expectations from partners as caregivers too. Subconsciously, we expect our partners to understand our desires perfectly, almost like mind readers. These acts of kindness should be intentional and tailored to each partner's specific wants. For instance, after a tiring day, coming home to a prepared bath and the smell of freshly baked cookies can mean a lot. Improve relationships through thoughtful gifts. Tailoring gifts can enhance relationships, but figuring out what your partner wants can be tricky. Psychologist Richard Stewart came up with a practical solution in his 1980 book, Helping Couples Change. He introduced the Caring Days program, where couples wrote down secret wishes, like receiving surprise flowers. They exchanged these lists and then fulfilled each other's wishes. This method proved effective. Stewart discovered that fulfilling these wishes was a meaningful way for partners to demonstrate care. Interestingly, whether the giver genuinely cares or is simply going through the motions doesn't affect how loved the receiver feels. The act of focusing energy on the partner is what matters most. 3 steps to effective listening. Understanding what your partner wants starts with good listening. Here's a simple 3-step approach to improve communication in your relationship. Step 1 is mirroring. This might seem obvious, but it's crucial to make sure you've understood what your partner is saying. You can do this by restating your partner's issue from their point of view. Instead of apologizing or making excuses, summarize what your partner said to show you've got it right. For example, if partner A says, "Your drinking has been a problem since last year," partner B shouldn't apologize. Instead, they should say something like, "I understand that my drinking has been bothering you for a year now." The second step is understanding and validating. When couples disagree, it's important to show understanding. Doug and Rita faced this in therapy. Doug used to stay silent to avoid arguing with Rita, which made her think he dismissed her thoughts as crazy. In therapy, Doug learned to mirror and validate Rita's views, showing he respected her concerns even if he didn't agree. This approach worked, proving that respecting each other's opinions matters more than always agreeing. The third and final step is empathizing. Sometimes people express strong emotions to reach their partner. For example, if a husband shouts at his wife, instead of ignoring his anger, the wife should acknowledge it. This simple act can calm things down and help them understand each other better. Use container transactions for managing anger. Anger is a natural emotion, but when it escalates to rage, it can harm relationships. Container transactions help safely express anger without causing harm. Listening techniques like mirroring, validating, and empathizing act as container transactions. They create a safe space for partners to express anger constructively. For instance, when a partner complains, responding with empathy instead of arguing allows them to express anger without it turning into a fight. Core scene therapy is another method using container transactions. It involves analyzing harmful arguments and rewriting them to break repetitive cycles in relationships. This can be particularly helpful for couples stuck in repetitive arguments about the same issues. Improve communication through role-playing. Jack and Deborah often argued, with Deborah becoming more aggressive and Jack withdrawing. To change how they argued, they acted out their fights like actors rehearsing a play. Jack learned to speak up, while Deborah was coached to be less confrontational. Treating their arguments like scenes from a play helped them detach from their emotions. They could express anger without hurting each other as much. This technique works because it allows people to release built-up feelings. One person acts like a therapist, guiding the other to express their hidden anger and emotions. It helps both partners understand their feelings better and improve how they communicate. Modify yourself for love and growth in relationships. Adjusting your personality and letting go of your ego shows love and helps you develop as a person. Many people would flatly refuse to change for someone else, valuing their uniqueness. But for a relationship to thrive, it's crucial to address weaknesses together. Being open to change demonstrates love for your partner. By meeting simple requests like keeping things tidy at home, you're fulfilling their needs and showing affection in a way that matters to them. This willingness to adapt is essential for a strong partnership, helping both parties grow and meet each other's emotional needs. Benefits of personal change for relationships. Making adjustments for your partner doesn't mean transforming who you are entirely. What matters most is being ready to change, like becoming more supportive emotionally. Making an effort shows your love for your partner. There are additional advantages too. Changing your personality can help you stop self-centered behaviors. This might lead you to feel a deep compassion for others, known as universal love. But first, your self-importance must diminish so you can genuinely care about everyone. If you resist change, your ego will stay intact. Change can be scary because it might feel like losing your identity. But don't worry, it's not a real loss, it's just shedding your ego. By letting go of your ego and being more aware of others' feelings, your love for your partner and humanity can grow unconditionally. Key points. 1. Opposites attract as partners seek qualities that complement their own and restore a sense of balance. 2. Recognizing parental traits in a partner can lead to conflicts and emotional strain. 3. Emotional pain in relationships can trigger survival instincts, creating distance between partners. 4. Thoughtful gift-giving and meaningful acts of kindness strengthen bonds when done without expectations. 5. Effective communication involves mirroring, validating, and empathizing with your partner's feelings. 6. Personal growth through small changes can improve relationships and nurture universal compassion.